It is once again time for our NFL picks versus the spread. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. All my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia, joined by the gambling expert himself. I don't know. In the confidence pool, you might lose to my cousin because he's number two in the entire world right now, which is fucking insane to me on ESPN. But this is Mr. Billy Body.
Who's number two in the world for ESPN?
My cousin. He's number two in all of ESPN in the confidence pick'ems. And he's only down by like 15 points.
Is that against the spread?
That is the confidence. You know how that one works? Where there's 1 through 15. You give a matchup however many points you feel comfortable with that they would win. If you're 100% sure someone's going to win, you put them at 15 and then work your way down to where, Bears and fucking Lions, I'll pick the Bears, but I'm only doing that for 1 point. So you want to acquire the most amount of points possible by your confidence. So when you put someone at 15 and they lose, you're going to fucking hurt yourself because you're going to lose 15 points, which I did the week prior on Thanksgiving when I said the Lions would beat fucking Houston. And I said, I was like, oh, I'm going to bite people because no one's going to have that game high at all. So I could sneak in and try to jump up a little bit. And I put him for 15 points and fucked myself. So confidence pools, he can win. If he beats everybody, there's like fucking 50,000 people or something. It's anyone who wants to play. It's free.
But so we wait, do so it. You get more points. So if you took that game where the 49ers beat the crap out of the Patriots, you would get like a lot more points if you'd pick that.
It's whoever's going to win. It's just how confident you are, where you would rank them. If you want to be ballsy and put a fucking one that's not many people are going to pick, you put them up high, you're going to get 15 points, but you only can pick 15 points one time. So it's just how confident are you in whoever's going to win? Because there's always that, oh, there's five that you know that are just going to win, even though we got fucked by Seattle last week. But some people have Seattle at 12 points for the fucking week. They lose their fucking points. So it's just adding up all your points. And he is number fucking two. If you win number one, how much money do you think you win? Appropriately, what you should win. I have no idea.
I know like the DraftKings stuff is giving away like hundreds of grands every week. So I'm not.
Yeah. You win a whole $2,000 if you beat everyone in the world. I'm like, what? And second place, I think you get 1,000. And I'm like, you're beating 50,000 people and you're getting $2,000? Jesus Christ. So he could possibly do that if he doesn't fucking choke. I'm in second or third place in the Lingus pool behind him. But not overall in the fucking world though, which is fucking funny as hell. So, all right, let's get into our NFL picks this week. But first let's run down what we did last week because we did very, very well, as I like to say, with our locks.
Yeah, we sweeped the locks, and I went 11-5 overall. Actually, across the official picks that I gave out to my members.
That's pretty good. See, if everybody just does, you know, each one of those bets and puts 20 on every single one of them, you're coming out in the long run. That's like pretty much what I do. Is I bet almost every game.
I changed the approach completely. Last 2 weeks, we've been absolutely killing it. And I've been sitting on the podcast just making notes. Obviously, not every game, mm-hmm. but like as I'm going through it, and if I'm thinking something anyway,
yeah.
And if you're on it as well, or if you're strongly on it, and I'm, you know, not sure, but if you're strongly on it, mm-hmm. I'll play it. So like I mean, ended up making like 16 picks, whereas what I was doing before is I was streamlining it down to like a few picks because I thought that people really only wanted to bet like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. So what I was doing was I was going through everything that we liked and really trying to cut it down to what we both liked and trying to be really, really like picky about it and then trying to match that up with expert opinions and everything. So it was kind of like what the clients were getting was me and you and 3-4 experts and like a general like consensus. Also, I was like trying to play a lot of stuff that the public weren't playing because public people don't make money on the NFL. So I was factoring in like way too many things. And now it's just kind of like, look, if we like it, we'll play it. And if we're not sure, we'll just leave it. And if it turns out, like, if you listen back to every show that we do, and if we look at like every game, it's all been like 10-6, 10-6, 10-6, 9-7 worst. If I go out of my way to like pick out totals, like 90% of the time, if it's been an over and under, but if I actually take time to mention a total, 90% of the time it wins. Because if I pick a total, I don't hardly do it, but only on the shows, like, well, I mean, throughout the course of the year, what I've probably spoken about totals, maybe like a couple of show.
Sure.
And if it really, really sticks out and I've been talking about it and it's mostly been like overs, like they've all been winning. So yeah, it's just been, I wish I'd taken this approach. I mean, I can't say it from the start of the season because we had 4 winning weeks. We were 8-0 on our locks. I was 18-3 ATS. So like, I can't say like I should have done this and that from the beginning.
Yeah.
But there was like a middle period where, you know, it wasn't going. So yeah, now I have 9 win weeks at 13 so far.
Okay. So let's get into this week's picks, and I will be guessing the spread, and Billy will be giving his opinion on who we should be putting our money on. So Thursday,
let me find a reliable page because I got books here that haven't even got the Giants up now, and
I wonder why. Are they deciding on which quarterback is going to play? Is that probably what's happening?
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. I usually just go to the ESPN app, and that'll have, other than they have just the game on it by itself without a point, and then you know they're deciding. Thursday night, you have the Patriots going into the Rams after, I wonder if they even went home. They probably shouldn't have, since they just played San Diego or whatever, the Chargers, the week prior. And I believe
What does Belichick usually do in that situation?
I don't know. I don't know if they've ever had to do that to where they were in like San Francisco and then had to go to Oakland or something. So, I mean, otherwise they would have to do Jets, Giants, and or Miami and Jacksonville. But in that case, they're close to home. So I think they would go home. But to go all the way East Coast, from East Coast to West Coast, back and forth again, I can't imagine. I think they're staying in LA, especially with the plague. I don't think they're looking to be going to airports. So after the Rams won last weekend, the Pats fucking destroyed, fucking killed. Was it 45-0, I believe? God, I will say the Rams win this game, and I will say the Rams are favored by, let me go 6.5.
The Rams are favorite by 5.
I would take this. I would take the Rams to beat them by. I think this is like you brought to my attention this year about people being high from the prior game and going, look at the Patriots. Meanwhile, Cam threw for fucking 60 yards or something. So it wasn't like, you know, and now they're playing fucking the Rams, who have a defense. And unless they're playing against the 49ers, they're usually pretty good. So only 5 fucking points. That's one that might be toward my lock. What are you thinking?
I don't like locking up anything on Thursday.
And that's probably why they wouldn't go home either. If they just played Sunday and then have to play Thursday, there's no way they're flying home and then flying back. It's way too little a days.
What are the Patriots now? They 6-6.
Patriots are now, they are 6-6.
I don't know. I don't want I need the Seahawks to win this division. So I'm not looking at a lot of games the Rams have got ahead where they're really going to lose to like let allow that to happen. Let me just have a look at what the look aheads are. Because sometimes like teams play shit when they have like divisional games up ahead. Rams just about lost to the
Cardinal.
Yeah, they just about beat the Bucks. They just about beat the just about lost to the 49ers. And last week,
well, I mean, they did lose to the 49ers.
Yeah, and then and they beat the Cardinals last week. But they usually like in these like tight games. After this Patriots game, they have the Jets at home, so they'll win that. And then I think the whole thing's going to be decided on Seahawks and Rams. But I think up until that point, up until when Seahawks play the Rams, these two teams should keep winning. The Seahawks have got the Jets and Washington, and the Washington Redskins or football team might be good now.
Yeah, meanwhile, Seahawks just lost to the fucking Giants with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I think they will. It's that like non-divisional like road game situation. But if they stayed there, I don't know how much that all applies in. They always say like, oh, when you're going cross country and you're playing on the road in a different division, like you normally lose. But what happens if you just stay there and practice for 5 days? No, I'll take the Rams, I guess. I don't like, there's a lot, honestly, there's a lot of games I don't like. I was looking at it like half an hour before you text me today, and it's just like, this is not the best looking week at the moment.
Okay. We'll have to see how this is going. Houston, Planet Houston going into Chicago. I will be rooting for Houston. To so everybody gets fucking let go of this goddamn team. This could be, I'm telling you, man, because I listen to Chicago radio obviously every day. And there are so many reports from, you know, obviously they're going to get a new GM and then they're going to decide if they're firing the coach, all that kind of shit. But they're talking about like trading everybody, getting rid of everybody because there's so many bad deals like Mac being traded and being one of those fucking Jets tank fucking teams for a couple years and rebuild because they go, well, no need to try to compete right now. You still got, you know, people in that division, obviously Rodgers. So you go, ah, get 3 years to fucking redo this. And then Rodgers will be pretty much done. So that's when you can kind of go after the division again. So all their big name guys might be fucking going away after this season. It's going to be an interesting offseason.
You think Aaron Rodgers automatically gives you a division?
I think he wins the division automatically. Yeah, I think once he's gone, it's a lot more wide open. I obviously we see when he's not playing that they're not the fucking normal team. He's that fucking good. And I got no problem to ever say it. He's, if he has any time in a fucking pocket, somebody's going to get free and he's going to see him. He doesn't like go, oh fuck, that guy was open and I didn't see him. You never see it. So, I mean, he's at that caliber and he's good enough to win fucking Super Bowl every fucking year if they gave him help. So, I don't know, unless this Jordan Love is the third guy that they get in a row that's a fucking monster. I don't know about that. That's a lightning in a bottle. So I think the way Chicago is looking and everything and being shitty, I think they're underdogs by a fucking point.
No, it's a pick 'em.
I would think Chicago's winning this game. And I don't even want them to, but I would think Houston has that Fuller out still. You know, he's going to be gone because of the whole suspension deal. However, Watson is going to want to come in and kill them because they passed on him and picked Trubisky. The same way, remember, Holmes went in there, Mahomes, and fucking counted to 10 on his fingers and, like, fucked them good. I think Watson will really want to fucking give it to them. I would not put anything on this fucking game. I don't want anything to do with it.
It's difficult because I don't know how Chicago lost that game last week.
Exactly.
Like if that defense is not playing all out, then there's no way you can score enough points to keep up with anyone. And that game was looking good for me last week because I had Detroit with the points.
Yeah.
I've also got a future on Detroit to win under seven games. And,
it's hard to root for yourself at the same time.
Yeah, it was perfect when it was just when when Detroit were losing the game, but covering. I think that was, I don't know what you were winning by, three maybe?
Oh, they were winning by 10 at one point.
Yeah, I know, but like when Detroit, there was a time where Detroit were covering too. So that must be three. So I think they must have scored a touchdown and it was, you're winning by 10 and they must have got it down to three. I think at that point it was looking nice. And then they just started to fucking continually like score and like pull away and win the game easily.
It was that fumble. They like fumbled on the two. And then ran it in for the other one when they were down by three. So then they're up by fucking four. And that was pretty much the end because then Chicago tried to walk down and run from the shotgun for 1 yard, which they can't run anyway. And
you lost by seven because you lost by seven, right? Because you, when you had the ball, you were still trying to get into overtime.
No, because they lost by, I believe, four. Because they said if that extra point wasn't blocked, they could have just kicked the fucking field goal at that point and tied it. So they needed to score a touchdown to fucking win and to do anything. So Dallas goes into Cincinnati. Dallas is just a fucking shell. They're just, I am baffled by how bad they are. And it's not just because Dak's gone. We saw it before he got hurt. The whole team is fucking terrible. And it's got to be Mike McCarthy, doesn't it? I mean, this is the whole... They were supposed to, everyone's jerking off saying Super Bowl for them. Bullshit Super Bowl for them.
Well, I mean, they have lost their quarterback, and now they're playing with, like, fucking Ginger.
But he was a fucking starter for how many years? And they were horrible when Dak was playing, though. They fucking barely pulled out that game.
Their defense was horrible. And if you fix the defense, which has got a bit better, You might. I don't. Okay, you're not. I'm not talking Super Bowl contenders, sure. But I am talking like
8-8.
You know, 10-6 in your own division, and you know, winning your own division.
In that division, they should be. Poof. I just can't believe that Dalton is that much of a drop off, like that drastic.
Oh God! He absolutely is 100%.
And you know what? I didn't even realize he's playing his old team, Cincinnati. Which would have been really good if the new kid, Burrow, was playing. But as we well know, he is not. I still pick Cincinnati to win this fucking game. And I say Cincinnati is even favored. And they'll be favored by, say, 1.5.
They are favorites by... They're not favorites, I don't think.
Ooh. Hold on.
Yeah, no, they're 3.5-point underdogs.
3.5?
So they're getting 3.5 points, yeah.
Oof. I don't know if I'd be so confident to put any fucking money on this. If I did, it wouldn't be much. I mean, this game's going to mean a lot to Dalton to fucking play in. They're going back to Cincinnati and everything, but... Oh, boy. With points, this might be one of those games where I say Dallas to fucking cover but lose.
Do you think they'll cover? How can they cover and lose?
Well, they're favorite. Never mind. I'm thinking I keep thinking Cincinnati will win by fucking three. Dallas wins by the, yes. Yeah, I would stay away from this. I'm not confident at all in this fucking game. So this is one of those that like the reverse of what I said. Cincinnati would win by the points.
The thing is that these teams on these short weeks are actually not doing that well. Mm-hmm. Although saying that, like Pittsburgh lost and Baltimore are in the same situation as Pittsburgh and won. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just because Dallas is so bad. But I don't know how Dallas played Pittsburgh close and then they beat Minnesota. I just cannot understand. In the middle of all of the shit that's going on with Dallas, when it looked like they were going to lose every game and just they wanted to end the season, they got that win over Minnesota and then they played Pittsburgh close. And it's like you thought they were like going to turn around. And then even against Washington... Mm-hmm. Like, they threw that game in the fucking bin. They were going for, like, fourth downs inside their own, like, 30-yard line on Thanksgiving, if you remember. Like, that was just McCarthy deciding that he was going to throw that game in the bin. So I don't know what to make of Dallas. I don't know if they're bad enough to lose to Cincinnati without a quarterback, but I would like to get this at under three, and maybe it will do. I don't know. I mean, as I said, there's lots of games here I would not bet. There's lots of games here I wouldn't bet at all. Like, you couldn't get me to bet some of these games.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said, I'm like, yeah, stay away.
I wouldn't use a free coupon on some of these.
Kansas City going into Miami. Miami's not ready for this yet. Kansas City will win this game. But what are they favored by? I'd say... I'm saying they're favored by 7.5.
No, it's just 7.
All right. That's...
It's interesting to me, though, because I think Kansas at some point would have, you know, if the Steelers had kept winning, I think Kansas would have just put their feet up for weeks like 14, 15, 16. And, like, you know, 13 and 3 gets you the number two seed. And if it looks like they were definitely going to be the number two, because who's coming up in terms of like the number three seed in the AFC? It's Buffalo, right?
Buffalo, yeah.
And they're nowhere near the Chiefs, right? They're like, what, 9-3?
Three, are they? Yeah.
9-3.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same record that's the same record the Browns have got, right?
Let me see. Buffalo is 8-3. Now they're 9-3. And who'd you say?
The Browns are 9-3, I'm sure.
Browns. Fucking Cleveland. Cleveland is 9-3 as well. But you know what's funny? That Cleveland one, I'm not buying it. They fucking beat some real fucking trash. And like,
yeah, I think that I agree with you, but I think they got a serious like win last week.
Yeah, that was finally a real fucking win, which was shocking that they really beat the shit out of them. But they're gonna have to show me much more. They're gonna have to do that kind of shit often. Because you never know which Browns are going to show up. And the way they have looked, like they're fucking, you know, barely pulling out these teams against teams that are shit. So I think that, you know, they should be happy about that they're going playoffs, this and that. But I think it's going to be one of those. They get in the playoffs and they're going to be woken up real fucking quick.
Okay. This doesn't sound ridiculous, but can you see a situation where Steelers are not the number one or two?
No. Not the number. I could see them not number one for sure.
I don't think they will get to number one now, because I can see a situation where they lose to the Bills and they lose to the Browns at the end. But the thing is that if that happens, if they do lose to the Bills and the Browns, how does it work in terms of the head-to-head? Because wouldn't the Browns be... How do the Browns get ahead of the Steelers in the division?
It would be the division, who they've... played against in their own division, the record in the like beating common opponents, and then in AFC opponents, what their record is, and then it's like points scored. It gets all the way down to shit. But yeah, I mean, you still got the Steelers going against Indianapolis too.
Yeah, and the Browns' schedule is much easier. That's why I'm putting this out there, because the Browns have got to go. They're at home to the Ravens. Then they go to the Giants and the Jets, and then they're at home to the Steelers on the last day. So if they win out, they're on 13-3.
Yeah.
And the Steelers could be on 13-3 as well. And I haven't got enough information in front of me to see how the tiebreaker works there. But I don't know, it's interesting that Steelers could be a 16-0 team that finished 13-3. Because that game was what? A game that nobody had them losing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was everybody's looking at the Bills game and thinking, if they get past the Bills, they'll be 16-0, or 15-0 at least going into the Cleveland game. And will they sit players, or will they try and get to 16-0? And will Cleveland really, really try and beat them, even though they'll be safely in their seeding spot or whatever? Mm-hmm. I just think that's an interesting thing to watch. What were we talking about here?
It's Kansas City and Miami, the +7 for Miami. I think I would take Kansas City and give up the 7.
Yeah, I think now that they need to really keep playing now, because I think they want to get to 15-1 and make sure they get the 1 seed.
The Arizona Cardinals.
They get the one seed. They get the one seed. You might as well write their name down in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I don't even think it's weird, like, with when it comes to Pittsburgh. I don't even consider them like that they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
No,
I don't think so. Which is funny because they're like, oh, they were undefeated. I'm like, yeah, but look who they play. It's hard to think Kansas City's not going and winning. Arizona, they're going into the Giants. Arizona needs this bounce back win. Did they lose the week prior to the last?
They've been on a bit of a losing streak.
It's like
streak.
Two in a row, right?
I've got like Arizona to win over 7.5 games.
They lost to New England. That was it.
It's taking like forever to cash it.
Mm.
Starting to worry that I'm going to win another game.
This helps, even though it's west going east. That's the only thing that worries me a little bit here. But I will take Arizona to win this game. And I think Arizona's probably, I think due to, like you say about last week, wins and losses, I think this is not going to be a big spread. So that might be a good one to actually bet on. I think Arizona's probably favored by 3.5.
No, it's just 2 points.
Oh, see, I like that. I like that a lot. Only 2 points. Is Murray banged up? I've heard someone say that. Like, they thought he was not running as well and all that kind of shit. But I haven't heard anything about him being a problem. If he's hurt, then never mind. But I like this one a lot. Only 2 points? Fuck. That's pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't like the Giants at home generally. I thought after last week's win against the Seahawks, the Giants were in a very like good position to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking Redskins went and beat the Steelers as well. So now, like, when you're looking ahead at the schedule, like, there's a load of Redskins games you're looking at. It's very difficult to give the Giants any wins other than on the final day,
mm-hmm.
where I think they'll be able to beat the Dallas Cowboys, because why wouldn't they be able to?
Sure.
But it's difficult to see them winning at the Browns or the Ravens. So this is the at home to the Browns, or on the road to the Ravens, even though they won on the road to the Seahawks. So it's really difficult to see that. And so this is the second easiest game they have. And I just don't think they'll win it. So I think they're going to finish 6-9. Whereas Washington, the thing with Washington is they've lost both games to the Giants. So they do have the tiebreakers on them. So for Washington to win this division and finish ahead of the Giants, they need to win two games. They're on the road to the 49ers. They're at home to the Seahawks. They're at home to the Panthers, and they're away to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They can definitely win two of those games.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The 49ers, I don't know what mindset they're going to be in. We'll talk about it when we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the Seahawks are inconsistent. The Panthers will have nothing to play for on week 16, and the Eagles are shit. And they're just... I don't even know who their quarterback is anymore.
This week is Hurts. Minnesota going into Tampa. Minnesota scratches out a couple wins here and there. I mean, they barely won fucking last week. Jacksonville fights, at least. They put up fights. Come up short, which Minnesota should be smashing people like that, and they don't. Tampa had some time off. I would think Tampa is going to win this game. I think they'll only, because of their little streak of losing, I think they will be only favored by 3.5, though.
No, 6.5 points.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds more realistic.
So they had their bye week. They had that bye week last week, didn't they?
Yeah. Get some timing with some people. You know, that's what I think, like we all say, the more that Tom is... has time with people and gets to know their routes and what they like, all that kind of stuff, it is the difference. So, like they say, the further the season goes, the more in tune he might get and all that kind of good stuff. But if I had to bet on this, I'm taking Tampa to win by at least a touchdown. But I'm not thrilled with this.
Yeah, I think time has
catching.
Passed him by. passed him by, to be honest. I don't think this Tampa team, I don't expect much of them. They'll get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be at home. They're immediately going to get some kind of like road game. So what are they going to be here? Like the 5 or 6 seed, probably the 5 seed. So they'll probably play, how is it going to work? 2's going to play 7 and 6 is going to play 3. So I can't, I haven't got it in front of me. Who they're going to, are they going to be 6 or are they going to be 7? Are they going to be 6 or 5? I'm trying to look at it here now. The NFL playoff picture. I'm just trying to work out in terms of like what this fucking, what lies ahead for this Tampa team, and how much are they going to put into the regular season now? I mean, because Minnesota are trying to still even get into a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Tampa is still sitting in 6th. Mm-hmm. So they'll have to go to the Rams, who already just beat them the other week. They'll be playing that game again. The Vikings at the moment are in 7th with a 6-6 record, mm-hmm. same as the Cardinals, which is crazy to me. But yeah, look, the Bucks. I can't take the Bucks to cover a 6.5 spread because they've got nothing to play for, other than upping their seeding by one spot. If they're going to finish 5th or 6th in the seeding, they're not going to drop down to 7th.
They don't want to lose, obviously, you know, and keep on having a fucking streak of losing.
No, but like in terms of like running up scores and like covering this by a touchdown or, you know, I don't know. I just think this is a very early playoff game, like for Minnesota. Like Minnesota now have 4 playoff games like coming up where they need to, I think they need to go 2-2 at least here to get into the playoffs. They may need to win like 3 of these games. I think they'll cover this number. I think that the bye week this year has not helped teams as much as it usually has. Teams have come off a bye like really fucking sloppy. And the problem with Tampa is their quarterback's shit. So,
you know what? They are going to have home field advantage when they're in the Super Bowl.
They won't. They're not going to be in the Super Bowl. They're not even going to get. So let's say even if the Seahawks and Rams swap over, they're going to end up facing the divisional winner of the NFC West, right?
Would they face the? Yeah, because there's only one team that gets to sit out, right? Yeah, okay.
What they want to do is they want to have a little run here to try and get into 5th. Everybody wants to be the 5th seed because that means you go to Washington or New York.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, go to the fucking shit side. You luck out.
But they're quite a ways behind to do that. Like they're 1 game behind the Seahawks and the Rams with a much more difficult like schedule. So I don't know about this. I think if you're playing like a scrub who's got nothing left to play for, if you're playing the Jags this week, I would take Tampa to cover those games. But I just don't think, I think the defense is overrated and I just don't think Brady's good anymore.
All right. Denver goes into Carolina, who was off last week. Carolina. Just
quickly do this one.
Carolina should win this game. I think Carolina is favored by... Carolina's favored by 5.
4.
Ah, shit. Think I'd take Carolina here.
Yeah, I think Denver played hard in their divisional game against Chiefs last week, and I think that there's no... I mean, this is a non-conference road game for absolutely nothing. Like, this is already, we're getting to the stage where some of these games are just being played out for the sake of it because it's on the schedule. So, yeah, this, I think the home team just wins because they're the home team, and why wouldn't they?
Carolina's been looking good for a team that should do nothing. They're being well-coached, and they are playing well. Tennessee goes into Jacksonville. Tennessee needs to get some juice back after what happened last week, that's for sure. Jacksonville is feisty. However, I believe Tennessee will be favored in here, and they should be favored by I'll say 7.5.
It wasn't that. I looked earlier. Oh, it is 7.5.
Ooh,
yeah.
All right. Nailed one. You should get one again. One or two at least.
It was 7 earlier. I think I can get it 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... like, I thought that the Raiders would, you know, make a statement last week because they almost... Or they got killed by Atlanta, so I'm like, okay, they're going to kill the Jets. Meanwhile, they almost fucking lose. So I'm thinking the same thing here, like Tennessee really should want to fucking stomp the shit out of Jacksonville. That is a rough point. Like, I could see them winning by 7. That's the problem here.
I think I'll take Jacksonville. Like, they played, like, hard every week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, they should have beaten the Vikings. I don't know how... or why the Vikings made that so difficult last week. But they almost lost to the Jags. And, like, we just about beat the Jags. Houston just about beat the Jags. I don't know what the Jags cover record is, but I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They might actually be a good team again in the next couple of years. But I think I'll take 7.5 if that half is there.
Okay. Indianapolis going into Vegas. I'd almost think Vegas needs to fucking show something soon because they looked like a contender for a little while and now getting battered around. Indianapolis should win this fucking game. But I don't think it's going to be, I don't think the point spread will be crazy here. I think maybe the point spread is, I want to go between 2.5 and 3.5. So I'll say 3.5.
Yeah, the Raiders are 7-5. They're just outside the playoff spots behind Miami and the Colts. The Colts are like just about trailing the Titans now, and that's because they got beat by the Colts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Colts got beaten by the Titans at home a few weeks ago, and that's the other thing with the Titans' performance last week. The Titans just had like two massive wins before that. So I'm not sure how much to weigh into it. The Colts are favorites here by 3 points.
Okay, by 3. God. It's that case of which Colts show up and which Raiders show up. Much like the guy Gregorio on my show would say, I could see Vegas killing the Colts, but then I could also see the Colts beating the shit out of Vegas.
Game to like bet this one.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled with this one. Shall we move on?
Yeah, I think I'll take the Colts here, but just not really too keen on it.
Yeah, same here. If I have to, I would do that. The Jets going into Seattle. Seattle needs to get revenge from last week losing to a New York team. I would say Seattle is favored by. I'll go with 8.
13.5.
Wow. 13.5. You know what? I think I would go with the Jets to cover 13.5.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Seattle are looking too good. I think they need... They've lost something from the start of the year. I just don't know whether... people have worked out Wilson or they've been over reliance on Wilson. Because Wilson, it seems like he does a lot of the same things. You know what he's going to do. He's going to want to try and take off. He's like Rodgers in a way in terms of how he likes to find the same receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Once he has a relationship with the guy. But I think we're seeing all of that MVP talk and everything was a little bit like premature. Not because he hasn't had a good season, but he has like carried his team to this spot.
Sure.
But he's not, I don't think, an MVP contender. I mean, the expectation shouldn't be that he had to carry this team on his back the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Like other guys should have come through. This defense, which at the beginning, they're all saying, oh, they're young. It's a very young defense that like should get better. It hasn't got better. And the receivers haven't got better and they haven't established a running game either. So it's just all fucking Russell Wilson. This team's in trouble, like in terms of what they've got coming up ahead, because they could end up losing this division to the Rams. Obviously, they're going to be in the playoffs, but I don't think anybody's going to be scared to play him. Like, as a Packers fan, if we're like the number two, and the Seahawks team are the seven, they won't drop to seven. We're probably going to end up playing the Arizona Cardinals or the Vikings again at home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we did at some point have to play the Seahawks, I wouldn't be that worried about it. I think the Jets are going to cover spreads because they're just too big. And then they're going to deliberately lose the game at the end like they did last week. So they keep their draft pick. Because I don't know how they lost that game.
Yeah, no shit. The only time that prevent defense would have won the game, they didn't do it. Green Bay goes into the newly fucking energized Detroit Lions. I don't think it matters that they're newly energized. They have a no-name defense because everybody's hurt from that team, and it's just a shitty fucking team altogether, Detroit. I would say Green Bay is favored, of course, and I don't think they're going to be favored by as much as they should be because of the, oh, look, Detroit has a new coach right now, and they're playing harder. Like, that's going to be, you know, keep on going. I would say Green Bay is favored by... If it's anything less than 10, you got to take Green Bay. I would say 10.
No, it's 7.5 points.
Only 7.5. I take Green Bay on that.
Yeah, I mean,
they're still, that whole defense is hurt on fucking, look, fucking Bears scored 30. Bears can't score any fucking points. They scored fucking 30. That's like another team scoring 80. So, the amount of points, what's the over-under for this, by the way? This could be a lot of fucking points on one side.
It's just 55.
I mean, most of it's got to be Green Bay, though. That's what you got to look at. So, what can they, score 35?
If you think they can, I mean, I know my team.
Sure.
This is always a game that we do win this game, but we don't win
play
it
down. Big.
This is always a game.
Mm-hmm.
Same way. I mean, but then we usually have a game with Chicago, and we didn't this year.
Well, the Bears will win the last game because everybody in Green Bay will sit down. So maybe it might be an even game. Actually, it might be a pick 'em at that point.
Why would they sit down? Because we can't get number one seed.
Yeah, I think it'll be done, and they'll be wherever everybody is. I don't think that last week will matter. And it'll be, well, we can get some rest because there's no number two team that has to sit down. One of those type of things. I'm still taking Green Bay and giving the 7.5 points. Are you taking Detroit with the 7.5?
No, I think I'll take... Yeah, I mean...
You don't want to touch this game.
I think it'll be close enough to be 7.5. But I also like that total because I think this is a game that has points always every year. This can be like this can be close to the total by the third quarter. So yeah.
Okay. New Orleans goes into Philly. New quarterback in Philly, everyone. His name is Hurts. And it hurts Wentz. Elf on a shelf, Wentz on a bench. That's what we're gonna get this week. I keep thinking New Orleans is going to get bit one of these days without fucking Breeze. They were talking about Breeze actually playing again. But I said, why put him in now? Let him sit another fucking week. Why bother? New Orleans will win this game. Philly will have a little bit of more juice because they got a new quarterback. So maybe people get a little more fired up like to play. But I would think New Orleans has got to be favored here by 7.5.
6.5.
6.5. I think I would take that as well. I would think they should win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't know how Eagles, because like Carson Wentz didn't become a bad quarterback in 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he hasn't got anyone to throw to. So how is like Hurts going to have anyone to throw to?
Yeah, I mean, Hurts came in last week against your Packers and stuff and actually, like, moved the ball around a little bit. But it was end of the game and done.
Yeah.
You know.
We won the game, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, all right, it's over. You know, one of those deals. You go, oh, my God, look at this guy. Atlanta goes into the Chargers. The long road trip. That's the only thing that worries me here for Atlanta. I would think Atlanta wins this game. I have no faith in the coach, Anthony Lynn, for the Chargers. They just, without him there, I think this Charger team's going to go good. I think they're going to be like Cleveland this year, where all of a sudden they're going to jump up when they have a new coach that knows what he's doing. Because they have the foundation and they're ready to go. So I would say Atlanta's favored here. Atlanta's looked good since they fired their coach, too. So I'll say Atlanta is favored by 4.5.
No, just 2.5.
Only 2.5. Hmm. I would take Atlanta in this if it's only 2.5.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to. You can't. I mean, the Chargers might respond after last week, but they'll ultimately. Both of these teams have been the two teams this season that have just lost close games constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Except then last week the Chargers just got blew out. Like, so I just think maybe like the close games were during a period where you were trying to make a point and you were still playing for something. But as we get towards the end of the season, they got no reason to play, and they didn't. I mean, the Patriots didn't just beat them. Like, they were giving them points. They were like blocking punts and shit like that and scoring points in that way. This team just didn't turn up. So I don't know why they would here.
Okay.
Other than they got smashed, so they may play a bit better. But just, I don't think it's enough to win all of a sudden.
Washington, after their hot win last week, Washington football team goes against the San Francisco. Well, I like to call them the San Franzona 49ers because they are playing in Arizona, which is very fucking odd to see. I would say San Francisco wins this. They've gotten healthier. They looked decent for a while against Buffalo. I even have a moron who goes, hey, should we get, he's a Bears fan. He goes, should we get Mullins next year? I go, oh my God. I go, these people who think all of a sudden there's a fucking superstar. I go, he's been a backup forever. There's a reason why. It's the same with Foles. I'm like, they're just not fucking starters. I would pick San Francisco to win this game. I think San Francisco is probably favored here too, and they're probably favored by 3.5.
They're favored by 3.5.
There we go. I'd say they cover that. I'll say they win that 3.5.
I can't take this team now because I thought they would beat Buffalo last week and make some kind of run. So I don't think they're going to make the run now. And Washington, we've got more to play. I mean, it's a letdown game for Washington as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the usual rules here, San Francisco coming off a bad result and Washington are coming off a good result. And San Francisco are better than Washington. So everything here says that San Francisco, like, win this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't take a team who've got nothing to play for against a team that have got a lot to play for.
Alex Smith playing his old team. If it was in San Francisco, it'd be even better. But and in front of a crowd. But that'll be interesting, even though it's in Arizona. It's still against his old team. Pittsburgh, Sunday night. Pittsburgh goes into Buffalo. Before Pittsburgh lost, I think I would have taken Pittsburgh in this game.
Mm.
I'm taking Buffalo now just to win the game. Buffalo scares me because they're one of those that we always say which team shows up. You don't know which Buffalo shows up. You had me convinced last week that I picked outright win for Buffalo against the 49ers, but then I put money on the 49ers because I started hearing hype by everybody. You know, it was 49ers going to win this. They're going to win this. So I go, fuck, I put money on it. I go, shit. And then, okay, well, it was what we thought originally. Okay, Buffalo wins this game, but I think they are favored by... I think we're doing that 2.5, 3.
The Buffalo favorite by 2.5, but this game before Pittsburgh lost, Buffalo were 2.5-point underdogs in this game.
Really? So from fucking Pittsburgh showing that they were human and losing to a shitty team, they went, oh, fuck this. Let's flip it. And then Buffalo winning, I guess, last week kind of proved a little bit more, too. That's interesting.
It all happened on the same day, so... there wasn't a line immediately after Pittsburgh lost, but there was by Tuesday morning. So yeah, it changed. They won and lost on the same day, and it changed 5 points. Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, Monday night. It is Baltimore going into Cleveland.
Who did you take? You took
Buffalo. I'm taking Buffalo. Yeah, I'll take Buffalo.
Yeah, I think I'll take the same.
Baltimore.
Cleveland will finish the week on top of the seedings.
Wouldn't that be? That would be something. Because, yeah, I believe Cleveland will beat Baltimore. I just keep thinking, Baltimore can't breathe. Everyone's sick. They're huffing and puffing out there, even though they beat Dallas. Wait.
Cleveland will beat Baltimore. Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you said Kansas. Kansas will beat the Dolphins.
Yes.
So they'll be number one you're right.
So Baltimore goes into Cleveland. Cleveland's hot. Does Cleveland have a letdown a little bit after beating Tennessee, all proud of themselves, and then get punched in the mouth by fucking Jackson running around on them? That's the scary part. So I would say this isn't going to be a big point spread. I would say it's 3.5.
To who?
For Cleveland -3.5.
No, Cleveland are 1 point underdogs. They're getting a point.
Getting a point. Ooh, I would take Cleveland if that's the case. They're getting a point. I can't believe that. What the fuck? Baltimore has shown that they're not a fucking great team anymore. What the fuck? Wow, that's really fucking interesting. I mean, like we always say, which Cleveland shows up as well, but not to be favored. And they're home coming off a great win when Baltimore has been fucking, games been pushed back all the time and they're fucking all sick, all that shit. That's real fucking interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would take Cleveland there as well. I would have taken Cleveland anyway, even if they were laying a couple of anything under three. Yeah.
Okay. So now it's time for our locks of the week. I have three that I like, and so I'll give you the two that I would go with for locking up. I will go with Arizona over the Giants, since it's only 2 points. And the first one I mentioned, I like the Rams over the Patriots, giving only 5.
Your first choice is the Arizona one.
Yeah, I think I'll go Arizona first. My third one in that mix is New Orleans and Philly, and taking New Orleans.
Yeah, it's hard to see New Orleans not winning by more than a touchdown.
This, you're 100% right for this week. It is not a, this one. Even not that, I mean, there's a few that are just straight out picking winning, but with points, it's rough.
Yeah. I just don't really know what to do with this week. I mean, I could play a two-team teaser as a lock here, and take New Orleans and Kansas, and they're both favorites by. So one's favorite by 6.5, and the other one's favorite by 7. So if I played a teaser here, it would be Kansas -1, and New Orleans -0.5.
Jeez,
and I think that would be my lock, and my second one would be Cleveland.
Yeah, I was thinking Baltimore. I was going to tell you when you were looking for something. I'm like, I'm thinking you're going to go with Cleveland.
Yeah, it's too deep into the season now to say that they're like fraudulent.
Yeah.
It has been like bits and pieces for. Okay, so at the last few weeks, it's been bits and pieces for the Ravens where they've got this player out and that player out and this COVID protocols and push this back and whatever. But before that, how bad were Cleveland? Like how many TV shows or, you know, talk shows were talking about Lamar being figured out? And I mean, I had Colin Coward say, like, if you watch this league this year and it was the first year you watched the NFL, you would never, ever be able to guess who the MVP was, he was saying. And it's true. Like, he's last year's MVP, but you would never have you've never have guessed it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Where's all the ways we could find you? Because people need to sign up to your Patreon to get your official picks on the day of football. Billy sends me what he's picking, and he has a whole big write-up. He has, after the games, he even has what he got wrong, what he got right. So there is no hiding. There is no bullshit like these other places where, oh, well, I won these three games. Well, what about the other fucking six, you fuck?
Did you want this podcast recorded, by the way, for like a video?
No. I just wanted to do our practice test on there, but it could go out if you wanted to.
But I'm going to push record now.
Okay.
Just to see what it sounds like when you want to.
Yeah.
Because that'd
be good because we're doing little tests as well with I have a new setup and everything like that with microphone, and we want to see how it sounds over our StreamYard stream. So as we're saying, Billy, with the Patreon stuff, he will tell you what wins and what loses and his record for the year. You will have everything down to the fucking dime. So you want to take his bets for sure. He has write-ups on why. There's just not, here you go. There are reasons behind his picks.
Well, this is the thing. We have a podcast that goes with it. If there's anything at like half a unit, then I will just put it out and I'll say refer to the podcast. But if there's anything that I commit to for a one unit bet, which is £100 / $125 or over, yeah, there'll always be a further write up about it just in case like you haven't had time to listen to the podcast or whatever. But the half unit plays at the moment. So there used to be 5 or 6 one unit or 1.5 unit plays and then just 4 or 5 half units at the bottom with some props. I've got rid of the props now as well, completely. So there's our locks. There may be a couple of other one unit plays. And then there's a load of half unit plays that where it's just a lot of stuff that we both feel strongly about. So, and that includes totals as well, which you've not talked about much on this show. The other thing, I mean, I didn't take the Green Bay total because I wanted to give something against the spread. My real second choice would have been taking that over 55 because I would have had the teaser and in the Green Bay game over 55. But I wanted to throw in something against the spread. Otherwise, I've not picked anything this week. But I had a feeling that would happen anyway when I looked at the games just before we came on because everything is about right. Do I think the Chiefs are going to win? Do I think Tampa Bay are going to win? Do I think New Orleans are going to win? Yeah. Who is the Jags playing? Tennessee. Do I think Tennessee is going to win? Yeah, but everybody is covering that number of 7 or above. Mm-hmm. And if any of these games are close, then you lose on those spreads. Plus, the public bets are going to come out on Sunday as well. And the public are you'll know what the public bets are on Sunday. Obviously, you can check them anytime, but you get more of an indicator by Sunday afternoon. And they're getting absolutely trashed. Mm-hmm. Each and every week, the top 5 bets are going at minimum 2 and 3. They haven't gone 3 and 2 since the first 4 weeks of the season. So I like to look at that stuff as well. But at the moment, yeah, the teaser is the lock. And so is the play on, so the total could potentially be a lock as well. Plus your lock on Arizona. I like that as well because it covers me against my futures play on the Giants. But yeah, all of my plays are at lockbetting.com. And it's still a good time to sign up because we're doing this on the 8th of December, I think. Is it the 8th today? Oh, it's the 9th, sorry. We're doing this on the 9th, and there's still like 21 days left of the month, 22 days left of the month. So you're still going to make money. You're still going to get loads of weeks of NFL. You're still going to get all of the soccer, especially the EPL Christmas period. The EPL Christmas period is like getting 6 weeks in 3 weeks. Because they play every week, every 2-3 days. They play 10 games they play 4 games in 10 days while these like NFL pussies are like banged up after playing on a Thursday Sunday, like they get banged up from that. But these EPL players, like these rural men
who roll around on the floor and say I'm hurt and then come back 2 seconds later. Those guys.
Yeah, but that's just cheating. That doesn't make them weak.
It's Carl Malone.
They're not wimps. They just really want to win.
They're quite the actress.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's still loads of reasons to sign up before the end of the month. So yeah, that's lockbetting.com.
Okay, that is your show for the week. We have hit you with a full hour. I've been Cav, he's been Billy, and we're out of here.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big ass piece of shit.